We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Joined now by Alabama softball's Kaylee Tal. And Kaylee, first of all, the last game of the Texas A&M series, 5 runs batted in by you. What was working so well for you at the plate?
Just trying to be competitive. That's what Murph was telling me, was just compete. And, you know, the balls are going to start falling because I've been hitting some ground balls and stuff. So I just felt like on that day that I was going to swing and hopefully it would work out for me, but just keep competing and trying to win for the team.
Any better feeling than hitting a grand slam?
Hitting grand slam after being like 1 for 9.
Yeah, it's pretty special. You're able to do that at the Rhodes House. And just overall, when you look at what Alabama softball has been able to do, what are you most proud of so far this season?
Well, we've had a few injuries and just a little bit of adversity. So I'm really proud of everybody that's stepped into those roles whenever they're needed. And, you know, they're ready whenever their name is called. So I think that we've been really resilient in that way and just taking whatever has come to us and trying to run with it and do our best.
We hear all the time from Coach Murphy about some of the different things you all do to have such strong team chemistry. And then when adversity like that strikes, what do you guys go back to?
Well, I think you're just trying to fight for the other person. No one likes to see someone get injured and no one wants their season to be over. That's hard to see, especially when it's someone you care about and someone you love. So I know on the day that Bailey Dowling got hurt, I was just feeling like not even playing for, you know, myself or any type of success, but just playing for her and for those opportunities that she would love to have. So building that camaraderie off the field makes playing for somebody that much easier because you love them and you care about them and you don't want to see those opportunities taken away from them, but you want to value the opportunities that you now have to just honor them and what they would do and how they would play.
Before her injury, what were you seeing out of Bailey Dowling?
I mean, she's just so clutch. Like, there were opportunities that I know against LSU, against Auburn, where we needed her to step up and she did and wasn't really playing like a freshman, was playing like she's been in those pressure situations a million times. So it kind of took the pressure off some other hitters' backs and gave us some big moments from a freshman that you wouldn't expect. But I just never felt like she played like a freshman. I felt like she played with so much confidence and I had all the confidence in the world in her. So it was hard to see her have her season ended early.
Well, you mentioned seasons ending early in last year for this group. Unfortunately, the season came to a close in mid-March due to the pandemic. Just what do you remember about getting that news and then some of the first steps you took after you knew the season was canceled?
Well, I know we've talked a lot about me hitting behind Bailey this year, and I don't know if I've really expressed how much of an honor I feel like that is. And so when the season got canceled, it was like kind of an unknown of if they would be able to come back and play again. So ultimately I was feeling a little bit crushed because I felt like I didn't want my time with her to be over. And I felt like I had so much more to learn from her. And so I was immediately just a little bit scared and a little bit sad, feeling like maybe my career playing with her was over. And obviously the other seniors as well, I didn't want to be done playing with them, but specifically her, I just feel like she teaches me so much. So I think from a team standpoint, it was just a little bit scary because we didn't want to be done playing with each other and we weren't ready to be done playing with each other. I mean, these are my best friends. I don't want to move on in life without them. And, you know, I guess there's a time and a place, and the World Series is a good time and place to kind of close that out. But, you know, in mid-March, we were not ready to be done playing together.
And then what kind of boost was it when you learned that they would be able to come back, these super seniors that are helping lead this team this year?
Oh, I feel like it took just like a load off. Like we had people with so much experience coming back. They're trustworthy wherever they go. I mean, we have Alyssa Brown in the outfield. We don't have to fill that position this year. She's doing so well. We have seven seniors coming back, a deep pitching staff. So I just feel like it took a load off of like, we don't have to replace these people. They're coming back. They have so much under their belt, and especially leadership wise, just another year older, another year wiser. And I mean, using last year, we pretty much have the same team with some amazing additions as freshmen. So it's just using that as a learning experience now, because we don't have any holes to fill. They all came back. And so I just think from a leadership standpoint and that type of, you know, players that have had games under their belt, it was nice to know that they would be back and they'd be helping us.
Well, especially Bailey Hemphill is doing that. We know about her becoming the all-time walks leader at Alabama. It's only a matter of time before she's the career home run record holder for the University of Alabama. But what can you tell us about Bailey Hemphill away from the softball diamond? What kind of person is she and teammate?
Well, she's hilarious, number one. She keeps everyone laughing. And I know you guys have probably seen that on the TV screen, but just at practice and everything, she keeps it light. She's funny. She's joking with everyone, including Coach Murphy. She keeps him joking and having fun. And also just kind of like a leader and a teacher. Like, I know she worked in schools last year, so she obviously knows how to teach, but like just teaching me. I came from the outfield to first base, and Bailey is one of the best first basemen I've ever played with, but just taking the time to teach me the small things about that position and to work with me, that's what she does with everybody. She does that with the catchers, with the pitchers, with me. So I just think she's funny, but she's also like takes everything very seriously and wants to make everyone around her better by doing those small things correctly. And obviously she's a competitor. She loves to win, hates to lose. You can tell that from everything she does in the locker room, getting there early, staying late. She's just the type of player that you want to play with and you want to have on your team.
You mentioned the transition going from the outfield to first base. Just how connected now do you feel to the game, and what's that transition been like?
At first it was tough. I think it was a week before my sophomore season that they were like, hey, you know, we're going to practice you here a little bit just because we might need you to play there a few games this year. And then I started the opener at first base and I was like, wow, this is definitely a transition. But I think once I accepted that role and was like, you know what, this is what's going to help the team, because I feel like at first I was like, I want to go back to the outfield. That's where I'm comfortable. But I knew that to have the best bats in the lineup, I was going to have to play first base. So I think this year I've really accepted that as my role and tried to be the best first baseman that I can be. I understand I haven't played there forever, so I do give myself a little bit of grace, but I have found it in myself to compete there and try to consider myself a first baseman. But it's definitely not easy. The reaction time is a little bit different. I do feel like as far as leading and helping the defense, that it is a little bit easier at first base to be connected to the pitcher and to the infield and what's going on. So I do like that about playing there.
What is it about Kentucky natives signing and playing for the Crimson Tide? We've seen you have great success, obviously Montana Fouts as well.
Well, I think we have that just kind of like blue collar down home mentality of like, I know I was raised in the woods, Montana's raised on a farm. Like, we do feel like connected to our back home roots, and we've been taught how to work hard and how to, you know, go after and get what you want. But at the same time, I just think the attractiveness of the University of Alabama pulled us out of our home state because it is so amazing here and the opportunities are endless. But I know me and Montana feel really connected to Kentucky and connected to each other, and we love where we come from. So I know that we're glad we chose Alabama at the end of the day, though.
I'm sure it was special for you guys a few weeks ago to go back to Kentucky. I know not the series result you wanted, but what was it like playing in front of a lot of friends and family?
It was really special. And, you know, it could be the last time that we get to play in front of them. We don't know if we're going back to Kentucky. So I think that was awesome to kind of feel like I was wrapping up my career in front of some of my hometown friends. I know that's really special for Montana, being her first time going back to Kentucky and playing in front of them. It's always really special, especially when so many people come out and support. I know Montana had a ton of people there. Yeah, it wasn't the series result that we wanted, but at the same time, nothing can take the place of seeing special friends and family.
How competitive is SEC softball? We always hear like it's a super regional every weekend. Do you really feel that way when you guys are playing in some of these matchups?
Absolutely. I mean, you're never going into a weekend thinking, you know, we got this. We're going to win this. There's always going to be competition in the other dugout, no matter who it is. And they want to win as much as you want to win. So you know that they're going to do everything that they can, throw their absolute best, have their best game against you. So it's like you can't ever take a game off or a pitch off. It doesn't matter if the team is last in the league or first in the league right now, because anybody can beat absolutely anybody on any day.
Well, you've played before at Rhodes Stadium in front of a packed Rhodes house in the postseason with everything on the line. What's it been like this season, even with some limited capacity and social distancing? Fans are still loud, still firing guys up.
Well, they're still creating momentum and excitement at Rhodes Stadium. And, you know, if it's five fans, they're going to create momentum and excitement because they love to watch us play and we love them, love having them there. So I think it does, you know, change the dynamic that we can't have 4,000, but having, you know, 1,500 fans there, that's still more than other stadiums in the country. So we're really grateful for all the people that have come out to support us, even in this pandemic.
Well, we're getting closer to the end of the regular season, getting ready for some postseason play coming up in May and then in June. Just what's most important for this team to focus on right now with several big SEC series still left?
Well, we know that it's a marathon, not a sprint. And so I just think if we're just getting better every game, trying to find where we're going to get everything clicking. And I know Murphy said that we don't feel like we've had everything click yet. And that's promising coming to the postseason and the end of the regular season, because we know that we're still getting better and there's still opportunities for us to keep working hard and keep chasing our dreams that are going to come true, hopefully, at the end of the season. So I just feel like if we're getting better every day and we're still keeping that mentality that we had back in January, where you're showing up, you're working hard, you're still trying to get better at the little things. You know, things are going to go well for us, hopefully, at the end of the season, if we can just keep getting better every game.
Well, Kaylee, congratulations on what's been a successful season already for the Crimson Tide, especially for you at the plate and at first base. Just thank you for joining us and best of luck moving forward. Roll Tide.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.